Bill and Larry in the Morning Madhouse. High today, it's going to be right in the 88. You're leaving out the house right now. It's going to be 70 degrees here in Charlotte, America. And, of course, it is time to hit the hashtag. Hashtag NoLeezyMad. Hashtag NoLeezyMad on my Instagram page, at NoLeezy, NoLeezy. Today, I am mad. Oh, it's being brought to you by Planet Fitness, too. You know, we're live in our judgment-free zone here at Power 98, our Planet Fitness studio. All right. It is, today I'm mad at Michaela Huettner. Michaela Huettner out of Pennsylvania. And y'all go ahead and ask me why I'm mad at Michaela.
Why are you mad at Michaela?
I am mad at Michaela Huettner because her and her boyfriend got into this huge argument because he wouldn't answer her phone calls. So when he wouldn't answer her phone calls, she went over to his house and, you know, they began to talk about why he wasn't answering the phone. She asked to go through the phone. He said no. They began to have a big argument and then it became physical. She became physical with him. She started hitting him and beating him with her fists. And then as she was beating him with her fist, she punched him in the groin. Mm. When she punched him in the groin, she split his sack.
Shut up, Larry.
Burpee, you know I can't make these stories up.
Shut up, Larry.
You can go look it up. You can Google it. Michaela Huettner out of Pennsylvania. She hit him in his groin and split his sack and his testicle fell out.
She needs to go into wrestling.
Something. She needs to go into anger management.
That's a hell of a punch.
Listen. So
people book she going in the Hall of Fame.
Listen. She split his sack open. He had to go to the hospital and have emergency surgery. She's charged with first degree assault.
Yes.
And a couple other charges. But Michaela Hutton, but she punched him that hard, though.
Is that a felony?
I'm not sure, Burpee.
It should be.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not going to say yes or no because I don't know.
Oh, no. Oh, Larry, come on, man.
He said he looked down and his testicle was hanging out.
Ah!
That just made my stomach hurt.
It also sounds like he probably needed to go to the doctor. Something wasn't right. Why is your skin that thin?
She hit him with a ring and she hit him with the right amount of force. She could bust it open. That's a new form of busting it open.
Literally. He busted wide open for that cell phone.
Whoo! Hey, listen, next time just get a phone, man, and run. Just get a phone and run.
No, stop putting your hands on these men, women. Same with the men. Don't put your hands on the woman, but y'all stop that.
I'm mad at that. Ooh, what kind of punch was that? Ooh, who is your daddy and brothers? Whoa! All right, man, hit the hashtag. See what else I've been mad about. Hashtag NoLeezyMad on my Instagram page.
Call out EAWPG.
Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. 70 degrees as you head out this house this morning. Look, gloomy start to your morning. Hey, don't worry about it. Sunshine is going to peek through later on and it's going to be extra hot. Extra hot to the tune of about 88 degrees. We're not going to make it all the way to 90, but we're going to make it to about 87, 88 degrees in most neighborhoods. But don't worry. If you're looking for 90 degree weather, starting on Wednesday, it's going to be here for about a week and a half. So, yeah. Just sit back and relax and wait on it. You know what time it is right now, man. It's time to get Burpee's thoughts. Yeah, what you talking about today, Burpee?
Hey, fellas, let's just be real. Let's be honest. We're not as good at lying as women are.
Mm.
We don't do it well at all. Women are just, I don't know what it is. A woman will make up a whole story that sounds so realistic that they reel us in when they telling their story. That's how they hook us when they lying. And they keep going. They don't give no second for us to ask a question. They don't pause or nothing when they tell a lie. Your woman could be gone all night. She's supposed to be at her friend's house. And she did something else. She gonna make it make it into a whole story. But they just gonna keep talking. They're like, baby, where was you last night? Oh my God, let me tell you what happened. So me and Keisha, they're gonna automatically throw their friend into it so she could be a part of the lie because their friends help them lie better. So me and Keisha, right, we was over there at her house just drinking some mimosas or whatever. And then Tyra, she had came over and she was going through something with her man and she said she wanted to go out. So we went out and we just kept going. It wasn't nothing serious. We ain't go nothing. It was some people there, but it wasn't no dudes there. Wasn't nobody trying to talk to me. We was just all good. Everything was all cool and good and all wonderful and well. And we just had a wonderful time. Next thing I know, I done lost track of time. It went from 7 o'clock to 12 o'clock. And then I came home. That's when I had text you and like, baby, I'm okay. And then I just came back home. Meanwhile, if a woman asks a man the same question, we ain't even, we, that's what we mess up. We pause and give the woman time to ask questions. She come in, we come in the house 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. So, baby, where were you? Here he go, oh, man, you ain't going to believe what happened. So I was over there playing the game, right? And then they wanted to go to the strip club, and we got in a car accident. But the car come back perfectly fine. And we stopped right there. So you was in a car accident, huh? Who was you with? Once she said, who was you with? We, as men, we got to tell our homeboy ahead of time to help us lie so he know exactly what to say. Because if you don't tell him ahead of time, it's over. He go call you. Go, soon as you call him, well, call Craig then. Call Craig then so you can verify where you were. Soon as you call Craig. Hey, yo, Craig, can you please tell me what, tell her what happened last night? Boy, all that ass was in your face. You remember when the white girl had did the thing? A woman could be caught dead to rights, and she's still gonna make you feel like you the wrong one. You be like, oh, so you did all that? Well, I saw you on Keisha's IG store. You was over there twerking in the club. See, why you always trying to control me?
And those from every star. Think about it.
What you thought?
Live from Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studios. This is WPEG, Concord, Charlotte, Gastonia, Rock Hill. And home of No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Wake up! With Power 98. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B.
Y'all know what time it is, baby. Coming up this hour, we're going to let you shine. Boy, got a lot of shine that went on this weekend. A lot of people were shining. Charlotte's plug, 570 WPEG. You want to let somebody shine?
The morning, man.
Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. 7:08, 8 minutes after 7 o'clock. High today is going to be right near 88, 70 degrees right now. You know what time it is, about to let y'all shine. Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to yo daddy!
Hey, my name is Sheba Withers, and I'm trying to let my son Reese Withers shine. I want him to know that I'm so proud of the young man he is. He's leaving for college June 29th. I could not be more proud of him.
There it is. More proud, but whatever. All right,
Power 98, good morning. Who you letting the light shine on?
I want to let the light shine on my kids, Delasia, Isaiah, Tyree, and Jemiah. I also want to give a special shout out to No Limit Larry, Captain Muddlin, Thomas Davis, Luke Keekley for the amazing football event that they had this weekend. My kids really enjoyed themselves.
We enjoyed them.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
I want to let my girls No Basic Dance Company shine this morning. They've been doing their thing, competing in their battles. I want to let my daughter Malaysia Roseburg get a shout out for her prom this weekend. She got entered into Western Carolina and the North National American Association.
Power 98, good morning. Who you letting that light shine on?
Good morning. I want to let the light shine on my baby daddy. It was a rough last week, and I also want to let his father shine, James Singer.
All right, man, I got a couple shines myself, man. First off, shout out to everybody who was at the White House on Friday night when I walked outside. They talking about, shout out to my daddy! So shout out to them. Wanted to shout out Halle Berry, man. I don't know if y'all seen this report, but she was on a red carpet, and her PR people wouldn't let her stop for these two black reporters. Halle Berry turned around and stopped for the reporters herself, and she told her PR people, like, yo, back up. I need to talk to these people. These are my people. So just wanted to salute Halle Berry for that. I wanted to let Robert Smith Jr. shine. Y'all want to know who that is? That is the man who did the graduation speech at Morehouse College. He's a billionaire. And then he said the whole 2019 graduating class at Morehouse, he was taking care of all of their student debt.
$40 million.
That's how much it is total?
$40 million.
Rough estimate, he's going to be taking care of about $40 million worth of student debt. So the whole class of 20, that's what it is. And one last shine, man. Shine to everybody whose prom we crashed on Saturday. Philip O'Berry, Rocky River, everybody. All y'all was out there shining and looking good. All right, every morning you got somebody you want to let shine, hit us up, 570-WPEG. You know we'll let you shine and we'll get it in for you. Miss Jessica's on the way with that Nosy Neighbor News. It's Pot 98.
Wake up every weekday morning from 5:30 till 10 a.m.
It rains, everything was so cool. Lately, baby, back and so rude. I don't know what somebody...
What the hell is going on here?
What's going on, Nosy Neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your Nosy Neighbor News for Monday, May 20th. Travis Scott made a huge announcement at the Hangout Fest over the weekend. The money from the sales of his merchandise for that day will go to Planned Parenthood. The donation comes as many celebrities are speaking out against the anti-abortion laws that are being passed around the country. A man by the name of Ernie Hines wants to see Jay-Z in court. The soul singer filed a lawsuit against Jay-Z, Rockefeller Records, Sony Music, and Timbaland for allegedly using one of his songs without his permission or payment. Hines says that his track, Help Me Put Out the Flame in My Heart, was sampled for Hov's song, Paper Chase, but he didn't realize it until last year. Hines, who is 81 years old, says that he is owed damages well over $2 million. Some members of DaBaby's entourage could have some trouble on their hands. Word is, a rapper by the name of Trag asked to take a picture with DaBaby, but was denied. The rapper got upset, words were exchanged, and then Trag was beaten up by DaBaby's security team. He then went to the hospital after the melee and was released, but when he got home, he passed out, and now his mother says he's in a coma fighting for his life. Federal prosecutors are laying out an overwhelming case against Kodak Black to a shooting earlier this year. Word is the rapper bought 3 weapons and more than 100 rounds of ammunition back in February. Then in March, he shot up a rival rapper's house. Luckily, no one was hit. When police arrived to the scene, they found the gun that Kodak bought back in February with his fingerprints on it and a live round in the chamber that jammed during the shooting. And on top of that, cops also found a Porsche that Kodak had rented, abandoned about 14 miles away from the scene of the crime, and that Porsche was heavily damaged. This investigation continues, but it's not looking good for Kodak Black. Happy birthday to Busta Rhymes and Diamond from Crime Mob. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica. Time 7:40 question of the morning. As we are talking about your favorite teen star or your favorite childhood star, let's talk about it.
Let's talk about who? What? Let's talk about. Let's talk about who? What? Let's talk about.
Your favorite childhood star, your favorite star growing up, or you was watching on television or anywhere. Who did you like? Who you had, Miss Jessica?
I would probably say Marcus Houston on Sister Sister.
Okay.
Oh, when he played Roger.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I used to think.
Really?
Yeah, I used to. And Will Smith, Fresh Prince, definitely.
Yeah, he was cool.
Yeah.
He was cool.
And also, the young man, he passed away. Oh, I can't think of his name.
From Steve Harvey Show?
Steve Harvey Show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Romeo.
Yeah.
Play
yeah.
Romeo on
there.
I know he's talking about. I forgot his name.
He got his name. Dang, that's crazy.
He used to be on Cosby Show.
Yeah, he used to play. That's what I was thinking. He played Rudy's boyfriend on the Cosby Show. Yeah.
Bert, who you got?
Oh, man, I had a few. First of all, Topanga.
Yeah.
From Boy Meets World. I think that was everybody's crush. Who else was one of my favorite childhood stars? Oh, Zaria from The Parenthood. Oh, I was in love with her. Reagan Gomez. Oh, to this day, she's still fine to me.
She was on that show, Queen Sugar.
Oh, was she?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I was in love with her. I used to like, I mean, she wasn't a childhood star, but back when I was a child, I used to love Hillary Banks.
Okay.
She was so stupid, but I loved her.
Yeah.
So,
her character was.
Yeah, her character.
Yeah.
She follows me on. Karen follows me on Twitter.
Oh, that's okay. What's up.
Yeah.
Okay. I liked Denise from The Cosby Show. Denise was one of my favorites. Believe it or not, Kelly Bundy from Married with Children. I know she was ditzy and everything, but she was like, you know, she fit the whole stereotype of a dumb blonde, but she was just. And Theo was hilarious to me. Like the stuff that he went through with his dad, Bill Cosby, stuff like that. He was like, you know, I really felt that. Plus,
Urkel.
Plus, I ain't had no daddy, so it was like, you know, I really felt what he was going through. You know what I mean?
Steve Urkel was probably my favorite.
A huge one, Urkel.
Yeah, Steve Urkel was probably my favorite. He was funny too.
He was hilarious. His character was so different from other TV show characters at that time. He was one of. I thought he was hilarious.
You know who else I thought was funny? The little short, Gary Coleman on Different Strokes.
Oh,
yeah.
I never watched Different Strokes.
You never
like
watched
that.
Different Strokes?
No. Not like I didn't
what
watch.
You about, what you talking about, Willis? What you talking about,
I didn't watch Different Strokes like that either. I knew about the show, but I didn't.
Yeah, that's how I
watched it. What's
Facts
her name?
Of Life, Tootie.
Tootie.
Kim Fields. Facts of Life.
I never watched that show like
Kim,
that, Adam.
Yeah,
really?
Fields.
You didn't watch Facts of Life?
Yeah, just.
No, I didn't.
Your favorite childhood star, man. Your 740 question of the morning. Leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. We'll pop it off tomorrow morning. It's Pot 98.
The only hip-hop morning show is...
No Limit Larry. No.
Pop it on, B. Y'all know what time it is. It's time for hashtag Just Wondering.
Have y'all ever wondered why does 7-Eleven have locks on their doors when they're open 24/7? I'm just wondering. Are Kirk Franklin and Plies really the same people? Because I sort of think they are. I'm just wondering. It's time for Jess Wondering with me, Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
All right. Game of Thrones. Everyone is talking about it. Burpee comes in here every Monday talking to us about Game of Thrones. If you scroll down your social media... Half of your social media is going to be talking about it.
Yep.
It's either you've seen it, you're into the show, or you have absolutely no idea what Game of Thrones is. I'm the latter. I have absolutely no idea of what Game of Thrones is. However, I was scrolling through, and I know it's a big thing. A lot of people watch it, and I know that they had their series finale last night. People look like they're upset, Bert.
Oh, they're mad. I'm hot.
People look like they're upset, so I'm hashtag just wondering, what the hell is Game of Thrones? And also, why y'all so upset? What happened with the show last night? What's going on?
And is this the end? Like, is this the over?
It's
like,
the series finale.
So it's done.
Yes. It's that was like the last episode ever.
It's like when The Sopranos went off.
Worse than The Sopranos.
And so that's what I'm seeing a lot of people are saying. A lot of people are like, it was worse than The Sopranos.
Right.
Series finale.
And The Sopranos was huge. But that was like, Sopranos was based off a mob family. Now, Game of Thrones is like medieval times.
It is. It's medieval times. It's
I don't watch it either, Jess. I don't be at home.
It's based off of seven houses.
Yeah.
Which is seven kingdoms.
Okay.
Seven different families. I'm not going to go through all the names right now, but they all rule their own land. And then there's one king of the throne. There's one leader of the seven kingdoms.
Okay. Of all seven?
Which is the Iron Throne. The Iron Throne is what...
The president and governess.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
Yeah,
I'm
okay. Break it down.
Anita.
There you go.
Right.
There you
but
go. There you go.
Yeah. They're all kings and queens of their own kingdom.
Yeah.
So they rule their land however they want to. It's medieval times. They go hunt for their food. But it's way more science fiction. They have a night walker, which is a guy who he runs the dead, and he can make the dead come back to life, but in the dead form. They don't know who you are anymore. It's wild.
It's a lot.
It's a great, great, great show.
So why are you disappointed?
Because the way that it ended, like, as far as the people who died, the way that they died, it was not the way that the first seven seasons, the way people died. It was like, oh, I know they gonna have some good deaths.
But got a good death.
But the way that they died, it was underwhelming. Very underwhelming.
No good death.
The writing this season, the whole season, people have been complaining about the whole season. The best episode was probably the third episode when they finally killed the Night King. That was the guy, the Night Walker.
That's the one who could bring people back to life.
Right.
The one who why he didn't bring himself back to life if he can bring everybody
because
else back?
Because he's dead
life.
Now. He can't bring himself back.
I'm
if he dead.
I'm confused already.
But listen, he got a dragon. He killed the dragon one time and brought the dragon back to life because it was Lady Daenerys Targaryen. She has dragons.
Mm-hmm.
And she had three of them, but he killed one of the dragons. And then he brought the dragon was in the water dying. And then he brought the dragon back to life. And so now that's his dragon. So the dragons was fighting each other. And it was amazing.
Let me
the
ask
show
you this.
Was amazing.
The show is like the equivalent of what other show? What comes close to it?
I can see it breaking down like kind of, you know how in Black Panther, how they had Black Panther ruled, he ruled Wakanda. Mm-hmm. And then what's your boy name? The leader, who? He had his own kingdom.
M'Baku
had his own kingdom.
Yeah.
The boy from Get Out had his own kingdom.
Right.
And then the ladies had their own. So
right.
I can kind of see how it is.
It is.
So it's just like Black Panther, but.
I'm trying to think. Have you seen the movie Braveheart?
Yes.
It's kind of, it's based on that time era.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like that.
Okay.
But it's way more, it's so in depth. Like a brother and sister were in love with each other.
So you're not a fan of the way that this show ended?
No. Highly disappointed in who ended up being the leader, the leader of the Seven Kingdoms, because you thought it was going to be one person, and they threw you for a complete loop.
Well, I've read that there is a petition that's out for a whole redo of this season.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen.
They want a whole redo of the finale. Hey, nosy neighbors, Madhouse Nation, I want to hear from you. 570-WPEG. I'm hashtag just wondering. What did you think about the series finale of Game of Thrones?
The only hip-hop morning show is...
No Limit Larry.
No Limit Larry.
And the Morning Madhouse.
It's time for Just Wondering with me, Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
We're talking Game of Thrones. A lot of people are upset.
Is that the theme music?
Yeah, that's the theme. That's the
I don't know. We don't know. Me
no,
and Jessica
yeah,
don't
no,
watch
that's the theme. That's the music.
Okay.
To the theme.
All right.
I don't be home. That's why I don't. But I've heard great things about Game of Thrones.
I've heard wonderful things about Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
But I just have not watched it. So, but I've seen a lot of people watch it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people.
You should
watch
binge
it.
Watch it. When you binge watch it, it's so much better.
And you know what? I enjoy series that have lots of seasons and lots of episodes for mm-hmm. me to binge watch.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I watched Wentworth.
Eight seasons.
I might check it out. But a lot of people are upset. The series finale. The show is over. The series finale was last night, and a lot of people do not like it.
Trust you.
So hashtag just wondering, what did you think about the Game of Thrones series finale? Power 98, good morning. Who is this?
Morning, this is Ebony.
Ebony, what did you think about the series finale of Game of Thrones?
Awful. Not just the finale, but the whole season was awful.
Yeah.
So it was all bad, just like you said. The best part of it was when Arya killed the Night Walker, but everything else was awful. It started slow.
Mm-hmm.
And it never picked up. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you know, like you said, other seasons, they came in, people dying, and it's just like, especially season 7, they came in and your mouth is on the floor like, wow. And this the whole time, it's just like, I'm waiting. And it's like, oh, it's going to be longer. You know, the episode's going to be an hour and some change. They were all garbage. The writing was awful. I saw the petition. I signed it, even though I know they're not going to redo it. But I mean, they should. It was awful.
Was it really that bad though, Burp? Yes. Like for real? Like what made it so awful besides the people not dying the right way because and the way you want them to die?
Because of the buildups from the previous seasons. Mm-hmm. The buildups of each character. Like every character, number one, the main thing about Game of Thrones is you cannot get attached to a character because they will kill your character off. They're gonna knock them off. Heartbeat.
I like shows like that though.
Me too.
Because they're not predictable.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it was not predictable. But this one was so, this last season was just so blah. They had one good episode.
And a lot of people have been waiting for, you were saying that it was 2 years.
2 years. It's been 2 years since season 7 went off. We waited 2 years for 5 episodes in this trash that they put out on TV.
Because it went very quick. Yeah. It was just a couple of weeks ago that folks were running around here talking about winter is coming. And I was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
What's going on?
It's still summer.
Yeah, hold on. It just started getting hot. I know the weather around here is crazy, but what are y'all talking about? I wasn't sure what was happening. And then Arya had sex, and everybody was like, Arya got, she busted wide open. And I'm like,
whoa. Oh, yeah, she the Megan Thee Stallion of the group.
For real?
Oh, what?
It's like that on Game of Thrones?
Larry, it's like that, boy.
You're going to make me go start binge watching.
Listen, it ain't. And even when it came to that, like the sex scenes, it's like, what? Ain't nobody busting it down this season?
All right, good morning. Hashtag just wondering, what did you think about Game of Thrones, their series finale?
Oh, hey, Diva. How you doing? It's not a girl.
Toodles, you watch Game of Thrones?
Honey, I watched a few times. The last night I watched it, but it was kind of stupid because, I mean, like Burpee said, how you going to be controlling the dead and you die yourself? That don't make sense. I know you're trying to end and all that. And then I don't like the whole fact of a white man trying to come in and control and take over stuff, colonizers, honey. Oh. I don't like that.
Oh, Lord. There you go. Are you a fan of the show, Toodles? Have you been keeping up with the show?
Yes, I like the show. The show was all right. But all good things come to an end, Burpee. You know, all good big things come to the end. Somebody, you know what?
Bye.
Okay, bye. Thank you.
Start talking about busting it down, and there you go.
Do too much. Toodles, damn. Talk about the show.
Wake up every weekday morning from 5:30 till 10 a.m.